the material body which is under the jurisdiction of Bahiranga Shakti. Then the soul has so many needs which are actually not the needs of the soul. Like for example, thirst, hunger, sex appetite, and material commodities accumulation. These things are nothing to give and take with the soul. The soul is not hungry or thirsty or tired or nor is the soul afflicted by any disease or old age or death. Soul is completely pure. So Prabhupada explains that when the soul is in the material world, it is trapped in a material body which is Tatasa Shakti, which is under the jurisdiction of Bahiranga Shakti, due to which so many new needs have come to the soul, which are originally not innate to the soul itself. Because of this, in this world you will find everybody to survive, they have to accumulate so many things. So misused intelligence means planning for material enjoyment and economic development. If one employs intelligence in planning for material enjoyment and increasing one's money, that is called what? Misused intelligence. Similarly, there is also misused religion also. Misused religion is one which is meant for earning bread and for praying for material benefits. This is also called misused religion. Actually, this is not dharma of the soul. This is dharma of the decaying body. It has nothing to give and take with the soul at all. The soul has only one need, which is Krishna Prem. When the soul is fed with that food, the soul will completely become satisfied. Remembering Krishna, relishing Krishna, longing for Krishna, this is dharma of the soul. Very natural. That is why we say nidra, ahara, vihara, kadi, vijitav, which means the Goswami is conquered, eating and sleeping, which is actually necessity of material body. If the soul identifies with material body, he has to eat a lot, sleep a lot. If the soul identifies with his real identity as Krishna Das, then his eating, sleeping, everything is reduced. Prabhupada said in his old age, he said, now that I have become a very old man, my eating has practically stopped. And I am hardly sleeping because I want to complete my purports as much as possible. And as far as mating is concerned, that is out of question, he said. And I have nobody to fight with or to defend. So in this way I am liberated now, he said. So when eating, sleeping, mating, defending is finished, you are liberated, because eating, sleeping, mating, defending is the dharma of the material body, not of the soul. So the soul's food is only the relation, service to Krishna. Pleasing Krishna and seeing Krishna pleased and getting pleased oneself naturally as a result of pleasing Krishna. This is actually dharma of the soul. And this being the dharma of the soul, this should be the focus. That is why, what is the goal of religion? The goal of religion is freedom from material entanglement, self-realization and attainment of love of God. That's all. This is the actual dharma of the soul, which is not well known to most people of India, those who claim to be pious. 99% of the people, they don't know this. The purpose of religion, one has to actually make a plan, not for economic development, but one should be planning for what? Freedom from all material entanglement. And for that we need knowledge of self-realization. And self-realization is incomplete without attainment of love of God. And when love of God is attained, the purpose of dharma is achieved. And what is the right use of intelligence? The right use of intelligence is to make a plan to only accept the bare necessities of life for the body. Minimum food, minimum sleep, minimum luxuries and comforts. Whatever is needed to keep the body and soul together, that's all. Because beyond that, if we increase our needs, then we will become bodily conscious. we want to reduce bodily consciousness and increase Krishna Das consciousness, isn't it? Because Jeev Krishna Das, Evishwa, Koraletovar, Kana. If you can realize I am not the material body, but I am Krishna Das, then he says your dukkha will be put a full stop. There is no more dukkha for you. So, we have to increase Krishna Das consciousness and reduce bodily consciousness. So, whatever intelligence helps us to do that. That's why greater the spiritual intelligence, lesser the material hankering for the body. If one is intelligent enough to keep the bare necessities for the body, feed that much food, that much sleep, that much requirements for the body, which is actually not denied. The material enjoyments are behind and spiritual goal is in the focus, in the forefront. Material enjoyments are not denied in Vaishnava lifestyle, but the material enjoyments are given to sustain the body, because the body itself will fall apart without supplying some basic requirements. So we have to intelligently plan how to minimize our bodily needs, minimize our mental needs, and maximize our spiritual engagement. This is actually intelligent planning, right use of intelligence. And what is the mind? Mind is foolish, like a baby, always saying, I like this, I like that, switching from one material enjoyment to another. That is the nature of material mind. Material mind thinks, oh, I'll try this, if I don't get it, happiness in this, leave it and go to the next one. And sorting out the material world, going from one material enjoyment to another, and one material body to another, is the program of the mind. So what should one do with such a rascal mind? Krishna says, mat mana, engage in me. Savai mana krishna padaravindyo. That's why it is said. Otherwise the mind will make a hell out of our situation for us in this world, moving from one object to another. So the chanting of the holy name, which is real food for the soul, is done to focus our mind and intelligence and senses and all our human energies in a focused way in remembering Krishna. And when we do that, when our Krishna consciousness is awakened, Krishna will give us deep realization within the heart. Prabhupada writes in one poem, early in the morning, a beautiful remembrance of Krishna came in my mind. Krishna in the pastures of Vrindavan. Prabhupada writes in one of the poems. Which means the spiritual realization is not a result of our own endeavor, but it's a result of Krishna's mercy. When one is using one's intelligence in the right direction, when Krishna takes interest in the devotee, when Srimati Radharani fills the heart of the devotee with deep realizations, which are necessary for cultivating the culture of the soul, which are useless for, which actually keep, understand the body is superfluous and it is useless, it is simply a shell, but the soul is everything. So one will realize that. And in this way, chanting of the holy name is potion, or the nourishment for the soul. Every day that we chant, it increases our identity as Krishna Das and our connection to the spiritual world, connection to the wonderful pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. And the material body becomes like a shell, which will gradually will vanish, or it may be present, but it will be of no consequence. So the chanting of the holy name should be done remembering this goal. If it is done mindlessly or forgetfully or with wrong identity identification, it won't produce the benefit that we are aspiring for, Krishna Prem. So the Krishna Prem can be achieved. This goes on. Prabhupada repeatedly says these things in his purports, what I said yesterday. I am saying a summary of which Prabhupada says in many, many purports of his, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Harinam Prabhu ki, let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like the devotees for washing of mercy.